Hey guys, real quick, just wanted to make you guys aware, if you don't already know about this, every Tuesday night, Autumn and I get on Facebook live at 8:15 Central Standard Time for about a half an hour. And man, we just answer questions, we have an open discussion about all things fitness, finance, and faith. And we've been doing this for all of 2018, and it's been a lot of fun, and we really look forward to it every week. And so I wanted to make you guys aware and invite you guys to join us on the next Tuesday. You know, as your schedule permits, man. I mean, we're all busy. We're all super busy. And so just pop in for a few minutes, you know, just kind of be a casual observer or bring a question or a comment or an issue or whatever. Facebook live every Tuesday night, 8:15 Central Standard Time. I will see you guys there. Hey, Jim Schultz here for the F Cubed podcast. And yeah, man, I'm standing outside Sports Clips, getting ready to get all spruced up for Thanksgiving. And I thought, hey, man, let me knock out some Monday motivation for you guys. So today I want to talk about patience, man. Because, and we're going to apply this to all three, fitness, finance, and faith. It is so important. It is so important that you are willing to be patient, that you are willing to bide your time, that you are willing to, you know, take things as they come. Because as we look at each one of the three, you know, it's going to become painfully clear that it's going to take some time to get where you want to go. So, I mean, let's start with fitness. I mean, you know, we could be talking fat loss, we could be talking muscle gain, we could be talking overall health. It doesn't really matter. In order for you to get where you're going to have to be patient. In order for you to make, you know, a radical transformation, again, whether it be in your physique or whether it be in your health markers, you know, in your blood work, the same thing applies. I mean, you're going to have to put in a ton of work. You're going to have to be really consistent. And you're going to have to exercise patience. Like, this is not something that's going to change overnight. And so, you know, we hear that all the time. And we just see it, you know, just so often. You know, oh man, you got to wait. You got to be patient. You got to this, you got to that. But it's much harder to do in practice than it might sound in theory. And so that's why I wanted to take a minute and talk about this, because I don't think I've talked about this specifically. And it's so important that I was like, yeah, this warrants its own podcast for sure. Now, what about the finance angle? Well, from a finance standpoint, you know, again, we could be talking about active trading. We could be talking about passive investing. I mean, Let's take them one by one, because I think they are a little bit different here. So if you were talking about active trading, you know, now we're talking about a situation where stocks, options, which is, you know, kind of my area of expertise, you're going to have to be patient with yourself, because it's going to take you a long time to learn this space. Nobody wakes up with this unbelievable knowledge of options. Like, this is something that's going to take a tremendous amount of time and energy and work to understand. And so patience becomes a prerequisite at that point. If you're talking about passive investing, it's a little bit different, because now, you know, your whole game is to invest, buy the market, reinvest your dividends, and then just literally let time go by. Just literally let your investments work. Let that money work for you. You know, and so when you start talking about things like saving, and you start talking about things like compound interest, I mean, these are the things that you've signed up for. These are the things that you're putting your money on. Still, that's going to take some time, man. That's going to require an immense amount of patience, like decades. We're not talking about, man, I got to leg this out till Saturday. Like, no, you got to leg this out till 2040. And so that's, you know, that's a whole different ballgame. And again, if you're trading actively, that's probably still true. But I think it's a little bit clearer and maybe even more true when you're talking about passive investing. And so lastly, because it's cold outside, man, so I'm trying to burn through this pretty quickly. Lastly, you know, let's talk about the faith element, you know? I mean, yeah, this is just, it's so amazing. So as I was thinking about today's podcast and as I was preparing to talk about patience from a faith element, I was immediately reminded of James. And some of you guys may have already seen one or two or all these videos. I think I did five. I did a little Bible verse series on the YouTube channel where I studied each of the chapters of James. It was kind of a very in-depth verse-by-verse study that I did at the end of last year and into the beginning of this year. And one of the things that James says, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the first chapter of his book. And the way I said that made it sound like he wrote, like, you know, some Dan Brown novel. It's in the first chapter of James. James 1, I think it's in the first few verses, where James talks about how we are not complete and mature until we're reunited with Christ. So when you want to talk about, like, you know, growing in your faith, I think we all need to recognize the end point here. The end game is you are reunited with Christ and you have been made holy in his presence. So clearly, that's not going to happen until you've left this earth. Now, working backwards from that point, growing as a Christian, man. I mean, you know, if you're a Christian and you're listening to this, you're going to be able to relate to me 100% on this, but it's painful. It is painful. I mean, when you grow, when you stretch, when you are pushed and pulled along your walk for Christ, it is going to involve a lot of pain. It is going to involve a lot of hurt. It is going to involve a lot of suffering, a lot of which is self-inflicted. At least it was for me. Maybe it wasn't for you. But so along that way, you know, to really learn how to love more, to really learn how to not give in to temptation, to really learn how to study the word more, to really learn how to remember that as a Christian, you're not turning over a new leaf. You are infused with a new life. That takes a lifetime to figure out. I mean, I'm standing here, you know, sharing this podcast with you guys, and I'm thinking, like, yeah, I kind of got this figured out. And the truth is, I don't. The truth is, I barely have a glimpse of what I'm talking about. But I am drawing on, you know, the little bit of growth and the little bit of maturation that I have experienced to share with you all, just to say that, man, it is going to take a really long time. And here, maybe it is decades. Well, I mean, again, it is probably decades until you're made whole, but maybe it's only years or months. But still, in the grand scheme of life, you know, in a world that's, you know, everything is Amazon primed, waiting more than an hour for something can be challenging. That can be taxing. And so I wanted to talk patience, man. I wanted to talk patience, and, you know, So some of you guys might be familiar with Gary Vee, who is a big, big personality in the world of online business and online marketing and personal brands and all that kind of stuff. I've listened to a lot of Gary Vee stuff. I like Gary Vee. I don't agree with everything that he promotes, and that's a different story altogether. But I like him. I like him as a person. I really like a lot of his business advice. But one of the things that he says that I think is so true is, you know, he talks about micro and macro, which is something I've used a lot from a business standpoint, like from an economic standpoint. He started talking about microeconomics and macroeconomics. The micro and macro thinking, when I heard him say it, I'm like, yeah, that actually resonates with me right away because of my business education. But then he went on to say, you've got to be macro patient and micro fast. You've got to be macro slow and micro fast, meaning you've got to be willing to work your face off today for what you want and give it time to play out. Well, I love that, and I think that absolutely applies to everything I'm trying to say here, which is why I wanted to wrap it up today with this. Whether it's fitness, finance, or faith, you've got to be willing to put in the work today and give it a chance to work. Give it time to play out. Because if you're expecting results right away in these, you know, these three major categories that just require, you know, these complete overhauls a lot of the time, that would be like, I'm not even a soccer fan, and I'm gonna roll a soccer analogy out on you guys. That would be like watching a soccer game, checking the score every minute, and being shocked that it's still tied. Right? Like if you're frustrated that you're not getting results in fitness, finance, or faith. I don't really think of results and faith as being consistent, but I think you guys can follow me. And again, it's like -5 degrees outside, so if I botched that analogy, you can blame the Chicago winter, or Chicago late fall, actually, on that one. But if you're frustrated with your lack of progress in those three areas, and you haven't given yourself enough time, you haven't exercised enough patience, it's like watching a soccer game, checking the score every minute, and being like, oh my gosh, the score is still tied? Like, what's going on here? So, yeah, we'll go with that. I think we're going to shut it down. My brain is not working anymore. So I hope you guys got something from that. I kind of rambled there at the end, but I hope you guys got a little bit of something from that. I will be on the road on Wednesday for Thanksgiving, so I don't know that I'll get a podcast in. I'd say it's about a 25% likelihood, but I still want to try to get one out to you guys. If not Wednesday, definitely on Friday, I will get a podcast out the door to you. You guys have a great Thanksgiving if I don't get one out Wednesday, and I will see you guys and talk to you guys next time. Hey guys, you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. I am so humbled by your time and your attention. Man, it would mean the world to me if right now, if you texted one of your friends with a link to this podcast and you were just like, hey, check this guy out, give this guy a listen. You know, I think fitness, finance, faith, you know, it might help you out. Help me spread the message, help me spread the word. Man, it would be phenomenal.